Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the best AI YouTube thumbnail makers out there for 2026. This is a game changer for content creators, right? Exactly. So let's kick things off by talking about what AI YouTube thumbnail makers actually are. Yeah, I've heard people toss around the term AI like it's some kind of magic wand. But what's the deal? Right, a lot of folks think AI just spits out weird images, but in reality, these tools act as personal design assistants. They handle the boring stuff, which means you can focus on making great videos. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So they simplify the design process for creators? For sure, especially for casual users. You know, about 40% of creators struggle with color theory and visual hierarchy. It can be intimidating to design something that looks good without these tools. I get that. I mean, I just want to make something that doesn't look like a messy ransom note. So how do these AI tools help with that? They do the heavy lifting. They automatically place text overlays and suggest color combinations that work well together, so you can create something eye-catching quickly. That's really handy. And it sounds like it makes a big difference in performance too. Absolutely. Recent data shows that AI-powered thumbnail generators can improve click-through rates by 2 to 3 times. Imagine going from a 4% CTR to over 12% just by tweaking your thumbnails. Wow, that's huge. It's like the difference between a dead channel and a growing one. Exactly. So let's get into why you might want to switch from traditional design tools like Photoshop to these AI systems. Right, what's the benefit there? Well, time savings are massive. For instance, one gaming channel, Yayai, saw their CTR jump from 4% to 10%, and they cut their design time from 8 to 10 hours a week down to just 1 to 2 hours. That's insane. It's like they freed up a whole day just by switching tools. It really is, and fully automated systems can reduce the time it takes to create each thumbnail from 30 to 45 minutes to just 5 to 10 minutes. Think of all the extra content you could produce with that saved time. Yeah, and it sounds like it's not just about saving time, it's about getting better results too. Exactly. AI-generated designs have outperformed manual designs 73% of the time for gaming content. It's hard to argue with those stats. I love that. So who are the top players in the AI thumbnail game right now? Well, X, there's Adobe Express, which is great for professionals who need consistent branding across multiple uploads. It's a bit complex, but the templates are top notch. Got it. And what about Photor? I've seen that name thrown around a lot. Photor is perfect for heavy photo editing. If you've got an image that needs some love, like bad lighting or weird colors, it can clean it up quickly. Nice. So with all these awesome tools, are there any common mistakes creators should avoid? Alex, definitely. One big mistake is getting the image specs wrong. You want to stick to the industry standard of 1280 by 720 pixels with a 16:9 aspect ratio. If you get that wrong, your thumbnails can look terrible when cropped. That makes sense, and I suppose people also think they need to rely entirely on, exactly, a hybrid approach works best. Using tools that suggest design elements while still letting you keep creative control is key. Smart. And I imagine for face cam videos, you want to make sure your thumbnails pop, right? Absolutely. If your software has one-click background removal, that's a must. It really helps the thumbnail stand out on smaller screens. Love that tip. So how can listeners get started with these AI thumbnail makers? First, choose the right pricing plan. For instance, Vizmes. Pro plan is $15 a month, and the return on investment can be significant. One educational channel saw a CTR increase of 91% after using it. Wow, that's incredible. I suppose mobile-first design is also a factor now? Yes, with Cloud Sync, you can start a design on your phone and finish it on your desktop. It's all about efficiency for busy creators. That's a total game changer. So, for anyone out there ready to up their thumbnail game, what should they focus on? Just pick one of these tools and start testing. Focus on clear text, good contrast, and emotional expressions that fit your niche. Awesome advice. So to wrap things up, what are the key takeaways for our listeners? Well, AI thumbnail makers can significantly improve your click-through rates while saving you tons of design time. Plus, using the right tools can make all the difference. And that's exactly why we started Banana Thumbnail, right? To help creators like you thrive. For sure. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.